Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Nerve-wracking search for missing three-year-old girl ends when K-9 team hears one word, doggy. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. As rescue crews search frantically for a missing three-year-old girl, Officer Dan Berube and his police service dog Jinx knew the search was over when he heard a soft voice call out, doggy. It was all hands on deck when a three-year-old girl went missing in the woods of Nova Scotia, Canada. The girl's family was terrified, and the cold, damp temperatures, along with the approaching dark, meant time was of the essence. Part of the search team was Constable Dan Berube. He brought with him his faithful police service dog, Jinx, in the hopes that the dog could track the missing three-year-old girl's scent. But everyone knew the odds were against them. "You don't really know where to start," Dan explained. "It's a needle in a haystack. Sometimes you'll have certain indicators, footprints in snow if you're lucky. In this case, we had no starting point." Finding the little girl before dark was going to take a miracle. Dan's training told him lost children will often travel downhill. But the mother of the missing three-year-old girl said her daughter was a climber and would most likely have headed uphill. So, Dan Berube decided to trust the mother's instincts over the percentages. "I went with Mom's gut. I have children of my own, and I know my children best. And I figured Mom knows her daughter best as well," he said. As Dan, Jinx, and one other officer started heading uphill, Jinx started following a scent. The dog tugged Dan through all kinds of mud, twigs, and brambles. And at one point, Dan began doubting this path could possibly lead to the missing three-year-old girl. "In my mind, it was so thick and so hard to navigate through that I was ready to pretty much determine that no human would go through there," Dan recalled. But Jinx kept pulling hard, so Dan followed. And that's when something amazing happened. "I thrashed harder and my dog led me to where she was. And here she was in the middle of absolutely nowhere, a whole bunch of pine bush around her, and she was just standing there," Dan said. "The first thing she said was, 'Doggy.' I just hugged her." Dan Berube wrapped his jacket around the missing three-year-old girl, and another officer carried her out of the woods, back to her worried parents. "I can't imagine one of my children not being home for dinner, not home at night," Dan said. "I wasn't going to let this one slide." This story could have ended so differently. Thank God for this police officer and Fur Angel.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Gary Sinise Bio inspires students as he shares a story of how divine intervention changed his life. Written by Alyssa Forsberg. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. During a talk at Cal Lutheran University, Gary Sinise's bio was shared and inspired the students there as they worked toward their acting profession. And Sinise tells them about how one moment put his life on an entirely different path. Before his notable roles as Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, or on the TV show CSI New York, Gary Sinise grew up as a troubled kid in Illinois. He did so poorly in school that he was close to being kicked out. the only interest he had was playing music. That was until a fateful day that led the path for him to find his love of acting. "There was a moment that changed my life completely," Sunny shares. "I happened to be standing in this hall with some of the guys in my band. We were looking like pretty scruffy band guys. And this little lady walked by, and she was just this ball of fire walking down the hall. And she turned around and said, 'Come audition for West Side Story. You'd be perfect for the gang members.'" Sinise made the decision to go audition after the teacher's request, but was hesitant at first. He ended up getting a role as one of the sharks with one line. It was from there that he caught the acting bug. He also started being more involved in school. By his junior year, Sinise was landing the lead roles in the school play. After high school, Sinise and his friends even started a theater company. He was just 18 years old. They called it the Stephen Wolf Theater Company and founded it in a church basement in 1974. "We just wanted to do plays. We didn't charge any money," says Sinise. "Now it's a multi-million dollar theater company. We're building a theater in the round right now, next to a building that has three theaters already that we built from the ground up. We own four buildings in Chicago. It's a pretty big American theater story." Not only has Gary Sinise had a successful acting career, but he has done a lot of charitable work, especially with veterans. He even started his own foundation. It has multiple programs that help Gold Star families and builds homes for wounded warriors. "I feel there's a reason I've had the acting career and success that I've had and the money I've made," Sinise shares. "I was called for this service and I was given this gift of this beautiful career to be able to do something positive, to help other people with it." Looking back, Gary Sinise said his life would have probably looked very different if it weren't for that teacher that got him to start acting in his first school play. That woman is 90 years old now, and Sinise met up with her recently while he was on a book tour promoting his book, Grateful American, A Journey from Self to Service. "While we were in the car, I got a call from my publicist telling me the book had hit the New York Times bestseller list," he said. "It was a pretty special moment to be sitting with her when I got that call." What an inspiring story, and it just goes to show that you may never know how much of an impact that you'll have on someone's life. God had great plans for Gary Sinise, and it's amazing to see all the ways he has been able to bless others because of his career.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.